Get your tickets to the Deck the Hall Ball. Go to Mix96.5Houston.com right now. Get them before they sell out.
It's your only job of the day because nothing is going to feel worse. And when you're like, I'll just wait. You log on and it's like sold out. And then you're like, no! It was your one job. And that's exactly why we go around the city, around this room, and around the world.
You had one job!
All right, I get it. I've gotten bad haircuts before. I've been upset about getting a bad haircut before. I think if anybody looks at my Facebook timeline, we've all lived my bad haircuts that I have. I have one right now because I haven't had time to get in and get one.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything.
Everyone said something. They say it with their eyes, Jeff. It's okay. I can tell. But I've never gotten such a bad haircut that I've actually run over the person who gave me that haircut.
Wow.
It's what I said. There's a 28-year-old woman named Ruby. She lives in Brentwood, California. Earlier this week, she took her son to the barbershop. She was not happy with the haircut that the 63-year-old barber had given him. She started arguing with him. He went outside to get the license plate off of her. What kind of a car do you think it was? Prius. She followed him outside, ran him over, and rammed through the glass of the window of the store next to the barbershop. Now, for all of you who said the Priuses don't hold up, that story says, yeah, they do. He needed surgery because he got a broken leg. She, by the way, didn't stop there. She fled the scene. The cops are trying to track her down as we speak. And when they do, she's going to be arrested for assault with a deadly weapon.
Right.
What's shocking about this is how many Priuses out there do you know that are driving around that look like they rammed through a wall where people are like, dude, what happened to that Prius?
Right.
So to the 28-year-old woman, you don't run over the barber, run through the barber shop, and then leave the scene of the accident. That's 1, 2, 3 jobs!
On Tuesday night, the Rockets lost to the San Antonio Spurs in double overtime, 135-133. But that wasn't the story. In regulation, James Harden went for a dunk, and he slammed the ball so hard that it went through the rim, through the net, but it caught the net. It was so powerful. It went back up through the hoop, and the officials thought he just blew the dunk like it wasn't a dunk. Well, it turns out it did go in. He just threw it down so hard because he's James Harden that the laws of physics just got thrown out the window. Well, because the basket didn't count, the Spurs came back, tied the game, and then won it in double overtime. The Rockets said after the game, you know what? We're actually going to appeal this. We're going to say that if not for that dunk not being counted, we never would have lost the game. So every basketball fan, myself included, is like, oh, stop whining. Of course they got it wrong. They should have gotten it right. But you never know what would have happened after that point. You can't say, oh, we totally would have won the game then. Stop whining. So the Rockets were like, okay, fine, we won't say anything. Then on Thursday night, they're like, no, we've thought about it. We're totally saying we would have won that game. We're appealing to find out if we're going to get that win.
The Rockets are your crazy wife. I'm not mad 2 days later. I'm still mad.
So to the Houston Rockets, it's important to win basketball games. You're paid to do that. But when you're everybody's whiny little brother, no one's going to like you. Do better for our city. Just take the loss. You have one job.